السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. These are the opportunities that we get where we try and improve the quality of our salat and the quality of our du'as. Otherwise, generally we make such kind of salat and namaz that which will be definitely accepted for entry in the Guinness Book of Records. 4 rakats in 1 minute. Sometimes we make such fast namaz, you know, this part of the time there's no hurry, everybody's got his time to be. May Allah Ta'ala accept the tahajjud salat, and du'as are most accepted after tahajjud salat. So month of Ramadan, 27th night, tahajjud salat and du'a after that, what more do we have? After that Allah Ta'ala will give whatever is good for us. If everybody asks for one thing, that we all must become millionaires. And if Allah Ta'ala has to make everybody a millionaire, then who will work for the next person? Main hoon raja tu hai rani, ab kaun bharega pani? Because everybody become raja and rani. So Allah Ta'ala has got a system. So whatever du'as we make, Allah Ta'ala will accept it. Then he will give us something better, or he will remove some difficulties, problems, hardships that are going to be face us in future, but we are not aware of it. Allah Ta'ala will remove that. How many times a person says, I just got saved by a thread. Now he doesn't know which day what dua he made. Allah Ta'ala did not give him that which he asked for, but saved him from some accident, saved him from something else. Or Allah Ta'ala will store it for the hereafter. He stated that when the person will see what he's getting in the hereafter, then he'll wish nothing was accepted in this world. But because we are weak, so therefore we ask Allah Ta'ala for both worlds. Give it to us here too and give it to us in the hereafter too. And inshallah, I have great hope in Allah Ta'ala. He'll accept the du'as that you have made. Because so many, combination of so many things. Month of Ramadan, 27 night, tahajjud salat, and staying awake up till now. Now there's so many things that have come together. Allah Ta'ala is so merciful and He appreciates, whereas what must He appreciate? He is the one that gave us the tawfiq. The guard outside King Fahad's palace, or the King of Jordan's palace, or some other king's palace. But why I mention King Fahad's palace is that in Makkah Sharif, lots of people have been there for Hajj and they have seen those palaces. Now those guards that are outside there, they know very well that it is just the generosity or the kindness of the king that he has employed us to guard his palace. But if we are mischievous or if we do not do our duty, then he can kick us out and replace us with another 100 guards. So he is grateful to the king for having given him that job to guard the palace. So like that, if Allah Ta'ala gives any of us the tawfiq of doing some dini work and khidmat, or making some namaz or zikr or tilawat, or helping and assisting the poor, the needy, the destitute, the orphans, then we must make shukr to Allah Ta'ala that he gave us that tawfiq. He can kick us out and replace us with 1,000,001 others. Not only that, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, إِن تَتَوَلَّوْ يَسْتَبْدِ الْقَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَكُونُوا أَمْثَالَكُمْ. A whole qawm Allah Ta'ala can replace. How many people have left Islam? They have left Islam after seeing some pretty face, and that pretty face say that unless you accept Christianity, I'm not going to marry you. So many of them have given up their deen. Or for some miserable coins, the person has given up his deen. So did that cause any harm to Allah Ta'ala? If 100 left the deen, then 100,000 came into the deen. Go to France, go to Europe, go to America, and go to different parts of the world and see how many people are entering into the fold of Islam. So the old Muslims are coming out, some of them. Allah Ta'ala is bringing in so many. Sometimes we take it for granted because we are old Muslims. As I gave that example the other day, there are two people. One was extremely fast with his namaz and was waiting outside for his friend whom he had introduced to Islam, and he had explained to him how to read namaz. So the revert now was reading namaz with great khushu, khuzu, taking his time. Now this person who introduced him now is waiting outside and he's getting restless. That how long this person is taking for namaz now? So when the revert came outside, he says, how long you took to read your namaz? He says, well, you taught me how to read, so I was making it with great concentration, devotion, with khushu, with khuzu. He said, but how did you finish so quick then? He said, because I'm an old Muslim. He said, I'm an old Muslim, so that's why I finish quick. You are a new Muslim, so you must take your time. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives the tawfiq. May Allah ta'ala accept it. Now when we are reading istighfar, tasbih, astaghfirullah, then at that time it must not be a tasbih, just astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. We must be really seeking from Allah ta'ala forgiveness. We must just think of how much of sins we have committed. We are asking Allah ta'ala for forgiveness. And we are turning towards Him with repentance. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه.
أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم.
سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر. سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر. سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر. سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر. سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر. سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر.
سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله لا إله إلا 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 الله لا إله لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور انجام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور انجام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور انجام ہے اللہ جل جلالہ اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ 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 اے خدا ای بندہ را رسوا مکن گر بدم من سر من پیدا مکن اے خدا ای بندہ را رسوا مکن گر بدم من سر من پیدا مکن Oh Allah, don't bring about any humiliation, disgrace, suffering upon the servant of yours. Ay khuda e bandara ruswamakun. Because of my sins, because of my evils, because of my crime, because of my indulgence in sins, Ya Allah, don't cause any kind of embarrassment, shame, disgrace, humiliation to come upon me. I know that I am a sinful servant, but oh Allah, don't expose my sins. Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah Alayhi used to sing this in his zikr. Pious person, great wali of Allah Ta'ala. And we who indulge day and night, we are unconcerned. MashaAllah, may Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala accept the zikr, the tasbihat, the du'as. May Allah Ta'ala reward you, reward me, and reward the entire ummah. For the ibadat, for the zikr, for the tilawat, and what for the fasting. We are not deserving of any rewards, but we are asking Allah Ta'ala for reward. We are not asking human beings. Human beings become angry if you have to ask them. Allah Ta'ala becomes pleased if you have to ask him. NPN 11064, NPN 11064. We are finishing now. Hazrat Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala, he once asked Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have taught us so many du'as. There's a hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the meaning of which is that Hazrat Abu Umama told Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that so many du'as you have taught us. If you have to look at the books of hadiths, there are so many du'as, different du'as. Nothing did Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam leave unasked.
all the goodness he always asked. And from the different types of mischief and sins and fitnas, he asked for protection. He was protected, he was masoom, he was sinless, but it was for us that was going to face all the kinds of fitnas. So he said, you taught us so many, but some of us learned, some of us forgot, some of us cannot remember so much. What should we do? So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught him one dua, that if a person reads that dua, then it covers all the duas of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Everything that he asked from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to bless him with. And it covers all those things which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked Allah ta'ala for protection from. Everything. What a capsule he gave us. That is the kamal of a great physician, that he gives it to you in a capsule. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that dua, it states, Allahumma inni as'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa a'udhu bika min sharri masta'aza minhu nabiyyuka Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa antal musta'an wa alaykal balagh wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So that covers the entire life's du'as of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. What a beautiful du'a. So like that you ask lengthy du'as. Remember that these tears that you shed in du'as, they don't bring depression. Tears over worldly things cause depression. These du'as, they open up the heart. You feel light, you feel... Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala dearly loves these tears. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam had a container. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked him, what have you got in the container? He said, the tears of your ummah. He said, and what will those tears do? He said, if I have to throw it in the fire of Jahannam, it will extinguish the fire of hell also. But of course, it is not intended to be the whole day round we only sitting and crying. In dua we will cry. After that we will talk, we will smile, be cheerful. Sharia doesn't want a person to stay gloomy and sick and crying all the time. So dua time we will cry. After that we will be with our family, with our wives, with our children, with our friends. We will be again cheerful, smiling. But the point that I'm bringing across is this, that we may not have the time to make such lengthy duas every day and every night, like this night that we spent. Now as soon as the Ramadan finishes, where are we going to be spending nights like this? We ourselves, after Isha, are going to go and sleep. So whilst we had the opportunity of making lengthy du'as, now that it is almost 2:15, so let us make this du'a, which covers all the du'as of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. All the goodness that he asked, we are asking in this du'a. And from all the mischief, corruption, fitnas, fasad that he asked for protection, we are asking for protection in this one capsule. Allahumma inni as'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa a'udhu bika min sharri masta'aza minhu nabiyyuka Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa antal musta'an wa alaykal balagh wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Now everybody must go and check that this car is not obstructing those that are going for Sehri. Because we don't want anybody to fast tomorrow without Sehri and say it was because of Maulana's program that we got deprived of Sehri also. How are we going to work? So now everybody should proceed and make Sehri. Look at Sehri also. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى الْمُتَسَاهِرِ. The person is making Sehri, is eating, is drinking, and Allah Ta'ala and His Malaika are sending rahmat on you. Food is going in our stomach. It will help us the next day to fast, that we won't be starving. And Allah Ta'ala and His angels are sending rahmat. How can we make shukr of Allah Ta'ala? How He loves His servants. But if we don't want to take from Him, then that's our problem. So go and make some sehri now. and make a lot of dua for my health also. It is only with your people's duas that I manage this. Wallah, when at Isha time I was doubting whether I would be able to manage the first program. You must have noticed that in my voice when I was making the witr namas. But that is Allah Ta'ala. His mercy is unlimited, His bounties are unlimited. You turn towards Him and ask Him and see what He does. These are not things that we always mention. We'll take 2 minutes just to give you some kind of an idea that if sinful ones like us can also get from sources unknown. One person left one envelope with 1,000 rands at home, and there was a letter in there. First, the person had a dream, must give Maulana Yunus Patel 1,000 rands. Then the person went to Makkah Sharif. Whilst making tawaf, a clear voice was heard in the ears, must make 2 rakat namaz for the sawab of Maulana Yunus Patel. Then the person went into the Hatim and made namaz there and heard again that voice saying, give Maulana Yunus Patel or make 2 rakat namaz for his sawab. Then the person went to Madina, behind Muqam Ibrahim, it was heard again. Then went to Madina Sharif, had the dream again. Give Maulana Yunus Patel 1,000 rand and write also, say, no strings attached, to use as you wish. So I phoned this person and said, no, I will not accept this because a dream is not something that you must immediately go and give that person that money. What if you dream must give 1 million, will you give it? So therefore I'm returning your 1,000 rands. But the person was insistent and said no. I said alright, then I'll take 100 rand and return 900 rand. You must not just grab as soon as the person said, I had a dream to give you money. He said, you're sure? I only said 1,000, didn't say more. But because the person was very insistent and said, I'll become very offended if you don't accept. So then I believed that it was from Allah Ta'ala's side. Allah Ta'ala provides risk and sustenance in strange ways. Then why must we lower ourselves? Why must we stoop to low levels? Why must we go towards haram? Why must we embezzle funds? Why must we do those things which bring about disgrace, humiliation in this world and the akhirah? Beg of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. His doors, His treasures are unlimited. Through which door He supplies, we don't. Allah ta'ala will provide customers who will come from unknown areas. The person was battling, he was struggling, the business was suffering, and now he made a lot of dua. Now suddenly he sees a flood of customers. Where you all came from? Now we came from a certain area. Somebody told us must come here and buy. Or sometimes the bus rank will move right in front of his shop. Sometimes the taxi rank will move there. Somehow Allah Ta'ala will create the condition. But don't go towards haram. Tonight make up your minds that we want to make sincere tawbah from haram. Because haram and duas don't go together. The du'as are also not accepted when haram goes into the system. Beg of Allah Ta'ala for halal. And He will give halal. How much we want, He will give to us. So keep making du'a for my health and that Allah Ta'ala give me also the tawfiq of doing the khidmat of deen with ikhlas. Without ikhlas, all amal goes waste. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.